Yeah, thanks a whole hell of a lot, I mumbled. But I gained a brief reprieve of satisfaction as the kid tripped over his own feet and fell forward flat on his face. Somehow, his shoelaces became tangled in the commotion. I didn't normally seek out revenge that way, but damn it, he ruined my brand new black suede strappy sandals. What the hell were three boys doing running around in an office building on a school day anyway?
Here.
A melodic male voice spoke close to my right ear. I looked up to see the most gorgeous chocolate brown eyes I had ever experienced, with a face just as fine. High cheekbones and the perfect strong and chiseled jaw complete with plush lips and a straight nose gave him a face that made Henry Cavill look almost ordinary, which was basically impossible in my opinion. Dark, almost black hair swept back from his forehead. He wore dark gray shorts resembling swim trunks paired with a teal golf shirt. He definitely wasn't dressed as though he worked there. My mouth salivated at the sight of his firm and toned thigh muscles when he bent down to help me. Even his toes were sexy inside those black flip-flops. His hand extended with my purse dangling from his fingers.
Don't worry about the mess. The maintenance crew is pretty good at cleaning up stuff like this.
He gave me a gorgeous smile, and I automatically smiled back.
It happens around here all the time.
Thanks. I frowned. Don't they go to school?
They belong to the superintendent. I believe they were on their way and most likely late, hence the rushing out of the elevator. You going up?
He splayed his hand toward the opened elevator doors. Yes. No. I mean, I was. But first I'll need to go get new coffees. Thanks for the help.
No problem.
He stepped into the elevator and pushed one of the buttons on the panel, his gaze remaining on my face until it disappeared behind the closing metal doors. I sighed. What an amazing specimen of the male species. I shook my head. By the way he was dressed, I wondered if he was one of the janitors. Especially since he mentioned how they cleaned up spills like that all the time. Although he was dressed more like someone heading off to play on a Saturday afternoon. After tossing the box of donuts, as well as the four now empty latte cups into the trash receptacle, I headed back across the street to the coffee shop for replacements. At this rate, I'll be blowing my first hour salary on donuts and coffee before the first hour of my first day was even over. I silently cursed Larry and the other three guys, but since I was new and not sure how things worked around there, I'd better just hurry up. Hopefully I'd be reimbursed, but now I was sure to miss the first part of the meeting. After purchasing four new coffees and another box of assorted donuts, I headed back up to the conference room. With my hands full, I turned away from the door to use my rear end to push it open. Except I bumped against unmoving wood. I tried the other one and the same thing. I was locked out. Damn it all to hell, I cursed and thought about kicking the door so someone would come and open it from the inside. Yeah, that would go over really well, Reese. Unlocking the door with my mind wasn't an option either. Telekinesis wasn't a talent your average project manager possessed. No one could know I had that ability. I set the tray of coffees and donuts down on the floor. At the same time, the door flew open, knocking me right in the ass. I made a shrill screech as I stumbled forward onto my hands and knees, barely missing the tray of second-string caffeine fixes. I glanced over my shoulder to see gorgeous dark eyes staring down at me.
Are you okay?
Oh, hell no. Not the guy from the elevator. What was he doing here? And me on the floor on all fours with my tight pencil skirt hugging my ass, which was currently in the air.